Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and this is America's Heroes Group, the roundtable with partner National Nurses United. We are pleased to have that, of course. And with us on our live line, we are pleased to have Adelina Marshall, who is a VA mental health nurse. And she is just so, it's so important what these ladies do. We just appreciate them being part of our organization. How are you, Ms. Marshall?
We're fine, and we're happy to have been invited on your show, American Heroes Group, and WVON 1690 AM radio, so that we can have this discussion about the VA and some of our concerns with safety and having appropriate PPEs, which is personal protective equipment.
PPEs, personal protective equipment.
Equipment,
okay.
Yes.
You'll tell us about that. I'm just happy. That's great. We are pleased to have her. She's going to bring forth, Ms. Marshall, you're going to bring forth some of your co-workers, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Co-workers our co-workers that were invited to join this group this evening is Maria Williams, Sandra Willis, and Alfreda White Brown. They're all nurses at VA.
Maria Williams, who's the other? Alfreda
Sandra
White Brown.
Willis and Alfreda White Brown.
Okay, and Sandra Willis. Okay, very good. So, lady, this is very, very important, obviously. So we need to know exactly what's going on. Who would like to start off with us? Hello.
I will start off the conversation
okay.
this evening.
Okay.
Is this Ms. Marshall? This is Adelina Marshall.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yes.
Please go right ahead.
So NNU did a survey for COVID-9, and the results came back to show that there's a high rate of infection among the nurses who've been tested. And more than 500 nurses reported a positive results, with another 500-plus nurses still waiting for results while they were taking this survey. We know that this is really only the tip of the iceberg, and that the majority of the nurses nationwide have only been tested. 16% have shown that they've been tested. About 84% of the nurses remain untested. We're trying to stay safe so that we're able to be responsive to our veterans' needs. And having to reuse a single disposable respirator or mask with a COVID-19 patient, they just sent out that they had a company that would pick up the mask and then a week later return them. So it's clearly indicating that we're using masks that are not in compliant with the production or the manufacturer's guidelines for use of these masks. 72% of our nurses reported having exposed skin or clothing when caring for a suspected confirmed COVID-19 patients. And 27% of those nurses providing care to confirmed COVID-19 patients reporting having been exposed without the appropriate PPE and having to work within 14 days of exposure. They still want you to come to work as long as you're not having signs and symptoms. 33% of nurses reported that their employer requires them to use their own sick leave, vacation, or paid time off if a nurse gets COVID-19 or exposed to COVID-19 and needs to self-quarantine. So we're getting letters every day and emails regarding. They also have not been very clear as to the process for being off if you are exposed to COVID-19. Again, this exposure exposes our veterans and in turn outside personnel.
So what this sounds, Ms. Marshall, very a serious matter that isn't being addressed to the degree that it should. Help me.
Yes, so I'll invite some of our other speakers to to say something if they like. Ms. White Brown.
Yes, hi. My name is Alfreda White Brown. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I work in a department where we are exposed to COVID-19 patients 4 hours at a time. So during the time that we're exposed with the patient, we do have our PPE, but by the time we leave out of the room during the 4 hours, we're sweaty. The PPE we have is damaged, and it needs to be disposed of. We were given 2 N95 masks, one for each week, and then they, if we wanted additional N95, we would have to contact the manager.
Now, let me make sure everybody knows what that is, Ms. Brown. Tell us what that is.
N95 is a PPE that protects, it seals your face, and it allows for COVID to not penetrate through the mask. It protects you. It's the number one, maybe number one, number two, that we use against COVID-19 patients.
All right. That's what everybody sees on TV and so forth, we presume.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, it's generally the blue mask, heavier cup-like mask that they wear to protect themselves. Ms. Brown works in a highly vulnerable population, dialysis patients, and they're in close quarters. So it's very important that they have access to this equipment as they feel is needed. They're making life and death decisions every day and doing that patient's care there. And if they feel that they need to have a mask, those masks need to be readily available to them while they have to wait and call a supervisor to bring them a mask is unconscionable.
So is there a problem relative to that, Ms. Marshall?
There is a problem because the problem exposes that staff member to the COVID-19 virus. It also exposes the other veterans that they're providing care for. And while I stated earlier, these are not the manufacturing guidelines for the use of that mask, nor is it standard procedure. They're stating that we're following CDC guidelines, but prior to this COVID and this COVID-19, the CDC guidelines were that you change masks per patient. So those guidelines have been changed.
You're supposed to change per patient.
Right.
And
as Ms. Willis is on, she can add a little bit more insight to this.
Fine. Ms. Sandra Willis, please.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I can actually give you more information regarding the recommendations of an N95 mask. Recommendations for an N95 mask means that you will have one mask per patient per exposure. That's the recommendation. When you look on the website for 3M, who generally manufactures those masks, that's their recommendation. One mask per patient per exposure. Unfortunately, the CDC has changed recommendations, which we believe is contingent upon the lack of masks that are available that will say you can have one mask and you can wear that mask multiple times, multiple patients for 1 week. Then, according to the VA, that mask then can be cleansed by whatever recommendation that the VA had recommended for that. The issue with that is multiple. The issue is that revamping a mask, re-cleaning an N95 mask for multiple uses is against the recommendation for that manufacturer. Secondly, revamping, re-cleaning that mask, which I just realized the other day, is the VA is now recommending that they can't do that unless they have 100 masks.
Wow.
For the vendor that they have contracted with. So if you have a registered nurse using an N95 mask, they're supposed to use that multiple times, and then they're supposed to give that to be cleaned only so that it can be queued with 100 masks for an outside vendor.
Wow.
So in the interim, there is no mask provided. Now,
well,
my point...
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know, is that the proper thing to do?
It is not.
I didn't think so. So
It is not. So, you know, my whole position is that if you buy a car and the recommendation when you buy your car says that you are supposed to get an oil change every 6 months, and you should have synthetic oil. But if somebody oversees that and says, you know what, you don't have to do 6 months, you don't have to do synthetic oil, you know what, you can change your oil with run-of-the-mill oil every 3 months, as dictated by the CDC, as an example. That by when you are not following a manufacturer's recommendation, and a CDC or a facility with higher authority is telling you to do something that's not recommended by the manufacturer recommendation, it is not adequate. There is no evidence to say that when the CDC has actually lowered their recommendation to mandate to accommodate the lack of equipment available does not really warrant, nor does it help to protect our nurses or any other staff members. And I, unfortunately, you know, I'm in a position where I look at, I appreciate the CDC recommendations, but if the CDC recommendations are below a manufacturer recommendation, for me, that's an issue.
Well,
and to me,
yeah,
that actually makes nursing and all those other staff members in jeopardy.
Well, what can be done about that? I think you're absolutely correct. But what can be done to...
What can be done is that they provide the adequate PPEs, or personal protection equipment, that is needed. That if a nurse is by chance advised that they're going to get a COVID-19 patient to the floor, all of the personal protective equipment should be immediately available, and we should not have to seek managers out to provide that. On off tours, the managers may be involved with a cold call or something like that, and therefore you would have to wait, and that's not acceptable. We have nurses who are responsible for life and death decisions, and they're not allowing them to make that decision for themselves. So, for instance, if I feel that I need to have an N95 mask, I should be able to have that available to me to care for my own health care as well as the health care of our veterans. The other thing is, if there are some areas where entire units have been stricken with COVID-19, and that impacts the amount of staff that's available to care for these patients. And we do feel that our patients entitled to the very best care that we can provide for them.
I think you're right on that.
Ms. Williams may want to offer something too about social distancing and
let me take a call and then we'll go, go to Ms. Williams. Lorenzo, hi, you're on WVON, America's Heroes Group.
How you doing, Mr. Kelly and your guest?
Fine.
I'm a Navy veteran, and my thing is, okay, when I was in a, I don't know whether this is different than when I was in a hospital and I had surgery and I had a pit, and I had to be there for 4 days. Now, when you say in per person, is that per person, like, say, the nurse on that shift, is it there because she had about four patients on that shift? And so is every patient that she go in, does she change her mask under this new CV during this virus, or is it the same as when I was in the hospital for 4 days? So is the question here, the corona patients, for every patient that you have on your shift, you got to constantly change your mask?
Did anybody want to address that?
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to address that. So for every inpatient.
Yes, Ms. Williams.
Thank you. So every inpatient that comes in is privied to having PPE that is new and changed to him for every time that nurse comes into that unit. Unfortunately, we are at a point where that is not being addressed. So again, so again, let me clarify before everybody becomes, you know, overly concerned. So if you are a COVID patient, that nurse going in, she will have PPE, which includes a gown, booties, a bonnet, and gloves that are new. The only thing that will not be new will be her N95 masks. That is what the concern is. That is where the VA is actually changing their standards of practice contingent upon the CDD recommendations, which, again, are not the recommendations of the manufacturer, which says you should have an N95 mask. All PPE should be changed per patient, per visit, per day. And, you know, my heart goes out to this veteran that's asking this question, and I do not want to alarm the veteran. I do not want to alarm any patient to say that their care has been compromised. I will support all nurses, all medical staff, that they are doing the best to get the best care and best protection for all patients. But unfortunately, the VA is not offering the appropriate PPE for every patient, for every visit, for every encounter. And that's the bottom line.
Wow. So is there anything that, in our last 2 minutes here, Ms. Marshall, is there anything that can be done to resolve this problem?
Well, again, what is being done is to educate the public about the shortages of supplies. And currently they're telling us they have enough supplies, but we're very concerned that they're being transparent and that in the future, are they going to fall back to what the standards that now have been changed? Are they going to fall back to these standards, or are they going to increase the standards to at least to where they were? Because our standards were very high for infection control. And we want to make sure that those standards still remain high. We don't know if we're out of the woods yet. We're expecting a surge. And the nurses who are at the VA, we do not want to leave them. We don't want them. We don't want to lose them. We don't want them leaving, going to other
institutions to because other areas are able to supply them and federal government cannot. It is beyond belief what the nurses have gone through to fight for our veterans and their care, high standard of care.
Ms. Marshall, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, Ms. Williams, Ms. White, Ms. Willis, thank you all.
Appreciate that so much.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SEIDMAN Law.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.